Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean, but the other 9? Where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord. Be seated. We are living in unprecedented times. I'm hearing that over and over these days from commentators and experts. We are living in unprecedented times. We hear often of wars, Israel and Palestine, Russia and the Ukraine, but there are more wars currently being fought. There are civil wars in Ethiopia, Sudan, Myanmar, Central African Republic, gang wars in Haiti, wars with the Houthi in Saudi Arabia, Kivu, Colombia, Ethiopia, Sudan, and now we have Russia colluding with China and Iran. This is a violent, dangerous, warring world, unprecedented times indeed. And nationally, we are not one nation indivisible, we are divided. It seems that the goal of partisan politics is to divide us. And you don't need me to go through the laundry list of our nation's current trauma. I can tell you that my pastoral care load, the amount of people who are meeting with me for prayer and conversation, that's doubled since the beginning of the year. Because people are anxious, angry, depressed, fearful, fed up, disgusted. What is your hot button? I like the expression, if you're not angry, you're not paying attention. Yes, we are living in unprecedented times. This certainly feels like one of those times in our lives. It seems like the worldwide reality is one big hot mess. One of the things I like to do with the Bible readings that we're going to read every Sunday is to see if I can identify with one of those readings. And this week, bang, it's right in front of me. Like David in today's psalm lesson, I find myself calling out to God, asking, "How long, O Lord? How long? How long, O Lord?" Whether the looming disaster is a global situation or our current American crisis or maybe something personal like our health or the loss of a loved one or a financial challenge, we can't help but wonder, where is God in this time of despair? We find ourselves questioning God's presence, God's goodness, God's provision. How long, O Lord? And then once we question God, after going through this phase of doubt and questioning, we get guilt for ever having wondered about these things, ever questioning God in the first place. And we do question God. Why God? How God? That's normal. I want to say to you that that is normal and it's even healthy. So I encourage you to ask such faith questions. God will surely welcome one of these kind of prayers rather than you just being passive. God welcomes our questions. Sometimes, especially now in this worldwide season of unprecedented times, we need to lament. And that's a good Bible word. Lament. We have questions, we have concerns, and that is okay, even commendable, for this is the season for lamenting. A lament is a strong expression of grief, puzzlement, sorrow that comes from the gut. There's a time for all things under the sun. The Old Testament philosophical book Ecclesiastes so eloquently put it, there's a time for laughter and dancing. There's also a time for weeping and mourning. Our years on this earth are full of seasons, ups and downs that that shape our lives. Many among us have known pain and tragedy. Our stories are marked by wounds and scars. We spend years trying to come to grips with our past, trying to work our way maybe through the grieving process, trying to emerge from the dark night of the soul. We attempt to fully understand our pain, to comprehend God's purpose in each situation. We search to reconcile our past as we carry complicated family relationships, for instance, as we deal with an unexpected illness, as we grieve, as we grapple with our own stories. Remember, it's hard to fix the world when we haven't done the work to first fix ourselves. So we are learning to embrace change. We are learning to be suspicious of resistance couched as tradition. We are learning to focus on what we have found instead of what we have lost. Why does God allow suffering? We don't know. I suppose the answer to that question, why does God allow suffering, is yes. Yes, God does. And maybe that could be our purpose as a congregation, to provide room and support, to provide encouragement for people lamenting, to allow space for people to lament, to wonder why, to ask questions, to work through the pain and the grief. Maybe we need to not be a people of quick, easy Sunday school answers, but instead be a people of soft hearts and listening ears. My New Year's resolution way back in January, 4 words, talk less, listen more. I'm not saying I'm any good at it, but it is my goal. Talk less, listen more. Perhaps that's the best thing we can do for each other in our deep lament, is to listen, to remind each other of who God is, not with our words, but with our actions. Let's be living embodiments of God's grace. Let's find ways to be helpers that people can turn to in the time of personal storms. And this is storm season, so be a storm shelter. To those of you deep in the midst of your own personal storm, doing some deep lamenting, please know that God hears your cries, even those that go unspoken. Your laments are welcomed and heard. And it is okay to lament. The Bible is full of the laments of faithful people with real problems. King David is a good spiritual role model for us today. In the psalm lesson, he's showing that it is okay, even encouraged, for us to take our expressions of pain and grief straight to God. In these unprecedented times, let us learn to cling to God and allow God to give us strength. Hope when we have no strength or hope. It's not about having an easy life or even changing the circumstances of our lives. Sometimes it's about getting through it, of surviving, of trusting God even when things are falling apart. After all, these are unprecedented times. I appreciate the way today's Psalm 13, begins with David crying out to God, asking directly, "How long, O Lord?" So let us not be afraid to approach and to speak so directly to God in times of great need. May we, like David, place our trust in the one who promises to hear our lament. And may we be a people who come alongside the hurting, even if all we can offer is a warm embrace and a listening ear. Yes, these are unprecedented times. It feels like a long season of a worldwide lament. And there can be good in lamenting, because our lamenting draws us closer to God. We pray and we praise through our pain. As a nation, as individuals, we have been more traumatized than we thought, perhaps, because trauma is accumulative. We have lamentation work to do. Let us say, "God, this is the way I feel, and I leave it with you now." And as we search for meaning and purpose, let us never settle for shallow, easy answers. God never said to us, "Do not worry, you will understand everything. You will have all the answers fully revealed to you." No, our need to understand can only take us so far. So let us speak our confusion to God and trust in God's presence and power. We will survive. Oh, we will survive. We will survive these unprecedented times. We will survive global warming, survive racial animosity, survive prejudice of immigrants, survive suspicion of the LGBTQIA plus community, survive this time of heightened national animosity, survive a world where there are 14 current wars being waged, survive whatever is next, survive even death itself. We will survive. It is not lamenting, but the failure to lament that reveals a lack of faith. This is an unprecedented season of the worldwide lament. God is always within shouting distance. So we can say, how long, O Lord? Say that with me. How long, O Lord? Amen.